السلام عليكم. هو البنت دي تاكل في البيت. والبنت دولة. والبنت We're going to draw and see who's going to be tackled today. All right.
Show it to me. Show it to me.
Okay. Look at this one. First of all, let's see if it's a boy or a girl. This one for a boy. And this one for a girl. Alright? I'm going to keep them behind my back and one of you guys will choose, okay? Right? A boy. Okay, now. No, a boy. A boy. Now let's divide the boys into two teams. Alright? Here? Okay. This will be the right team and this will be the left team. Let's go. Oh, wait. Okay. Adam, select. Right or left? Left? Okay. Alright. So it's the right team. Now, divide. Divide yourself. Okay, half and half. Alright, now we're going to make a draw and see which one. Okay, first of all, this one for you guys and this one for you, okay? Who's here? Okay, alright. Alright, Rombos and Adam select right or left?
Left. Just getting old.
Here we go. So those guys. Now one of you three guys. So okay. So let's put you guys 2D and 2D. Okay? And Adam will select. All right. This is for you and this is for him. Right or left, yeah, Adam? Right. Oh, it's you! So we are at the story of Prophet Ibrahim, and Prophet Ibrahim was trying to make the people use their noodles to find out who is Allah. Use the noodles. Okay. Alright. Okay? So he made that play about where is God? Oh, he has to be in heaven. Okay, then let's try the ones in heaven. And they tried and they failed and they tried and they failed. And at the end he said, I worship Allah, the one we can't see him with our own eyes, but we can see his products where?
Everywhere.
So we can, do you know how your little brain works? Noodles. Do you know how it works? Nobody knows. Who made your nose? Allah. We can see the products of Allah everywhere. The things that Allah made everywhere. Right? But we can't see Allah himself. But we can see his power and his greatness, his creativity everywhere. Even in our own body. What is the most important muscle in your body? Heart. Who controls his heart? Nobody. Allah controls your heart for you. Okay. Now, what happens when you eat food? When you eat food, the food is made with good stuff and bad stuff, right? Now, who breaks the food into your tummy? The good stuff stays and the bad stuff goes down into the bathroom. What is that? Now, who does that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who filters the blood so that the good stuff stays in the blood and the bad stuff goes out? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know how it works? No. So this is why when the bad guy said, we don't see Allah Muhammad and we don't see any signs of his existence, Prophet Muhammad said, Allah replied and said in the Quran, he said, you can see the signs of my existence everywhere around you, but let me tell you something. Don't look far away, don't look in heaven, look where? In your body, and you will find the signs of my existence. Now, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was trying to talk people out of worshipping the idols by talking, by bringing common sense where? Into their noodles. Now, who was promoting the worshipping of idols? There was a bad, bad king. This king wants to make himself Allah. So, he made a deal with the guy who speaks on the behalf of Boo-Boo that, hey you, let Boo-Boo say that I am the biggest god. I am the boss of all these gods. So, there were about 10-20 Boo-Boos, and he said to the guy who listens to Boo-Boos, he tells him, tell everybody that who is the boss of all Boo-Boos? I am. So, he made himself the highest god. The highest what? God. And everybody who comes to talk to him, they have to do what? They have to go like this. Your Highness, please, Your Majesty, Your Highness, you are our God and our provider. You are the one who gives us life and death. This is how they say hello to him. And sometimes he will let people, when they come into his presence, he sometimes would let them hold their breath. Like this. So if you need to ask this king for something, if you need to ask him for anything, then here are the conditions. Here are the rules. Okay. You go with one of the guards. Okay. And then you have to sleep on your face like this. And then you have to hold your breath as long as the guy is asking the king for what you need. If you breathe, you get your neck what? Kara. So you can't breathe. Now, what do you think? If you can hold your breath for 2-3 minutes. Now, do you think the guy is spending these 2-3 minutes asking the king for what you want? No. The guy would spend the 2-3 minutes praising the king and saying, Your Majesty are blessing everybody around here, and your favors are showering everybody around here, and we want to get some of them, you know? And then, this is for 2.5 minutes, and for the remaining 30 seconds, he will say, and this guy wants a new car. And by that time, the guy, and then he has to crawl all the way back and get out to breathe. This is how he treats the people. He puts himself as a what? God on the top of the people. And he said, I am the highest God. His name was, who knows his name? No, the king. His name is An-Namrud. His name is what? An-Namrud. And you will see at the end how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. You know, Allah has His own ways of destroying the people who say we are gods. He destroys them in a unique way. This guy, you will see the unique way Allah has destroyed him at the end. Prophet Ibrahim, anytime Prophet Ibrahim tries to talk to people, the gods are going to surround him. Ibrahim, what are you trying to tell people? I am trying to tell them about the true God. What? Do we have any God other than this king? The king in Namrud is our God. So who is our God? Namrud. Okay, don't talk to them about any other god except Namrud. Then Prophet Ibrahim will turn around and goes to some other people and he talks to them about Allah. People are not listening. Some of them are afraid. Go away. The gods are going to catch us and kill us if they hear us saying that the hearing that the king is not God. The king is what? Not God. So go away. And others say, no. The king is our God. Forget it. Hey guys, hello, anybody here? Those guys that you're worshiping? Huh? Don't move. Huh? Don't talk. How do you say that they own the powers of God? How could this boo-boo own the powers of God? Hello, not anybody here? Boo-boo. How can you say that boo-boo has the powers of God? Can I call this boo-boo the creator of everything? Can I call this boo-boo the one who hears the prayers? And the one who answers the prayers? Can I call this boo-boo the one who is organizing the universe? If boo-boo can't talk or move, how can you call him that way? And do you remember that when he was in the desert, he used to carry small gods like this and then worship them. So he would put the god in front of him in the desert during his break time, and he would say, So he used to worship this god, and guess what happened? He went to bring some food. Then he came back, he found the fox came, and then the fox who was looking for food was missing around, didn't find food. He hit the god fell down, and guess what did he do on the god?
He ate him.
No, he did number one. So the Arabian Bedouin guy came back to see, that was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came back to see, oh my god, my god, my god, my god, oh you god, fox, you god, fox, oh my god, you smell so bad, how can I clean you? And then he started thinking, if this guy could not defend himself from the fox, how can I believe that he's God? And then he looked at heaven and he said, I don't believe this is God. Let me go to Muhammad and find who's the true God. Guess what happened as soon as he walked into the place where Prophet Muhammad is sitting down? As soon as he walked in, Prophet Muhammad told him, what did the fox do to your God? What did the fox do to your God? So he said, I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah, and you are the prophet of Allah. Why did he say that? Because nobody was around when the fox did that. How did the Prophet Muhammad know? So he was very surprised that the Prophet Muhammad knew, and then he became a Muslim. Anyway, same kind of thinking Prophet Ibrahim was trying to bring into the mind of the people to think that way. Next to the wall. Good job. Same kind of thinking he was trying to get them to think. They refused. So he decided he cooked a plan for them. Guess what was that plan? In the day of Eid, the people will go out of town to do what? To celebrate. They do a big, huge carnival out of town. They bring a lot of food. They bring a lot of animals. They barbecue and they celebrate. They celebrate their Eid. Right? They celebrate their Eid. So then, what happened? Everybody goes out of town. Anybody stays in town? Nobody stays in town. Okay? So, Prophet Ibrahim, they told him, let's go. We have a celebration. We have a carnival at our town. Let's go. Are you coming with us? What did he say? He said, no, I don't feel well. He said what? No, I don't feel well. He didn't lie. He said, I don't feel well. Okay? I don't feel well doesn't mean that I'm sick. Exactly. But I don't feel well. I don't feel that I want to go there. I don't feel that I'm healthy. I feel tired, something like that. So they told him, are you sure? He said, yeah, I'm staying here. So they looked at each other and said, he's weird. He's weird. Leave him. Leave him. We don't want him. He's going to give us headache. He's going to go around in the carnival and tell everybody, hey guys, the king is not God. God is in heaven. Worship the true God. Leave the king. And he's going to give us headache. And then at the end, the soldiers of the king are going to get angry and they will start what? Beating us up. We don't want him. Let him stay. So they let him stay. The whole town was like a ghost town. Was there anybody staying in the town? Absolutely not. It was like a ghost town. And this Prophet Ibrahim did what? He went sneaking to the temple. Sneaking to the temple. And then he got an axe. And then he went to the first guru. And then he said, you are a god? Huh, okay. Boom, boom, boom. And then he broke the first guru. And then he broke the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. He left only one gugu. Which gugu did he leave? The biggest gugu. He left him sitting like this. And then he took the axe, and he put it in the hands of who? He took the axe, and he put it in the hands of the biggest gugu. And then he went home. Now the guys came at the end of the night. Yes, as soon as they come back from the Eid. What is the first place they go to? Huh? To do what? To thank the gods. So they went and said, oh, it was a wonderful day. Let's go to the temples to thank the gods. And once they enter, oh my God, look at this. What happened? Who did that? And then the guy who's pretending to talk to the boo-boos, we will be destroyed. We will be destroyed. The anger of God is going to destroy us. We will be destroyed. Who dared to do that? Who dared to do that? The gods are angry. Oh, please, don't destroy the town. Please. Don't destroy the town. Please. Please. We're not going to do this again. Please. We will punish him. We will punish him. Please. Forgive us. We started making this show. And then the king was angry and he said, who did that for the gods that I am the boss of? Who did that? A guy said, I think there is a boy. There is a boy, his name, young boy, his name is Ibrahim. And Ibrahim is the one who did that mess. The king said, who? Ibrahim? Go arrest him. Go what? Arrest him. Go send big crowd of soldiers. Arrest him. Drag him to him. Grab him into chains. And bring him to authority like that. Bring him to me. Bring him to me. Yeah, you want to go to the authority too? Okay. The next time you go to the authority, I'm going to get you to the authority. One by one. Are you guilty or innocent? Guilty? No, you're innocent. No authorities. Are you guilty? You're guilty? Then you stay here. I'm not going to. Yes? If you're guilty, you don't deserve to be dragged.
I'm not guilty.
You're innocent? Then you don't deserve to be dragged.
I'm not guilty. I'm guilty and I'm guilty.
Well, yes.
I'm guilty.
Okay. I will get you one by one. Now we got three. We will do these two the next time and then these again. Alright, And then they brought it from him and they dragged him. And then he stood before the king. And the king goes, the king goes walking back and forth in the temple, looking at the broken idols, and he's like this. And then they brought Ibrahim. Ibrahim was what? Shivering. Can you shiver like this? Ibrahim! Was he shivering because he was scared?
No.
Because it was cold. Not because he was scared. He said, Ibrahim! He said, yes. He said, did you do this to our gods? Did you do this to our gods? Ibrahim said, the biggest, see, Ibrahim was smart. If he says no, then he's a what? He's a liar. And if he says yes, then what is the point? He was doing this to make the noodles what? Work. To make the noodles work. So if he said no, he's lying. If he said yes, then there would be no point and the noodles was not going to work. So he said, the biggest one did it. The biggest boo-boo. Look what he did. He said what? That's a nice, smart trick. He said, the biggest boo-boo did it. The biggest one. He said, the biggest one did it. The biggest what? One. Who is the biggest one in here? Who is the biggest one? It's fun. No, the fun. He said, the biggest one. The biggest what? One. So who is the biggest one? The thumb. Alright? But they thought he is pointing to who? To the big Baba Boo Boo. To Daddy Boo Boo, the big guy. The big guy. So they looked. Everybody in the crowd said, he did it? He said, yes! Yes, the big one did it! The big one! It's not lying! It's the big one who did it! Look! It's the big one! The big one! The big one who did it! The big one! So they said, oh, the big one? They got, the crowd got mad. And they got, went to the big one and they said, why did he do it? And some guy said, maybe they were arguing about something and they fought together. Maybe they what? Arguing about something and they ended up what? Fighting together. So when they were fighting together, the big guy got mad. So he picked up the axe and then he started what? Breaking all the little ones. Then Prophet Ibrahim said, yes, maybe. Yes, maybe this happened. So they started arguing and they started talking. Everybody's talking to everybody and becomes so noisy. You think that the big one did it? Yes, he was fighting with the little ones and then he broke all the little ones. Is it the big one or the little one? Is it Ibrahim? No, it's not Ibrahim. It's the big one. No, it's not the big one. It's the big one. It's the little one. And they started talking. And then the king said, hush, hush, everybody. Everybody, hush. So everybody what? And he said, Ibrahim, what do you think are we? Are we stupid? Are we stupid? Do you think we are stupid? You want us to believe that this guy broke the rest of the idols? This guy doesn't move or talk. How could he break the rest of the idols? Ibrahim said, exactly, exactly, my dear, beautiful king. Your brain is so smart. This guy doesn't move or talk. How could he break the rest of the idols? You tell me, how could he? And if he doesn't move or talk, Mr. King, how come you're telling people that he's God? If this guy can't move or talk, Then how can we believe that he owns the powers of God? You know about the powers of God? The power of forgiveness, the power of answering the prayers, the power of providing, the power. How could you believe he owns the powers of God? Now you guys are so noisy. You guys stay quiet. I'm going to send you to the big guy. Here's the big guy. I'm going to send you to the office. Okay? The principal is right there. So, what happened? So, the king got embarrassed. And the king got angry. And the king said, huh? What are you talking about? He said, I am talking clear language. You said this one can't do it because he doesn't talk or move. Then how can you worship him and tell people to worship him and think he owns the powers of God when he can't talk or move? I'm going to send you to the office. Second warning. How can you? The king got angry and said, okay, what is his penalty? Then the guy who talks to the boo-boo said, burn him! If you don't burn him, the gods are angry. The gods are angry. We need to burn him so that the gods don't destroy us. They are so mad at us. We need to burn him. And we don't need to burn him in a small fire. No! A small fire? You know, Ibrahim is one person. How big of a fire do you need to burn one person? Huh? Little one. He said, no! The little one will not make the gods happy! No! We need a big, huge fire. A fire that will fill this whole valley. The whole entire valley would be full of fire. They said, yes, we will do. Put him in jail until we prepare the fire. Everybody, don't stop or go to home until you collect all the available firewood. Fire what? Wood. And then bring it into this valley so that we start the big fire. And they did. They piled big, huge pile of wood. And then they started the fire. The fire was so big that birds, when they were flying, birds, they would what? They would barbecue and fall into the fire. Birds that are flying where? Way high. The fire was so strong, you would be sent to the office too. The fire was so strong that they would barbecue and fall into the fire. And then, how could they throw him in the fire? Nobody can approach the fire, right?
Huh? Careful. That's
yes. And also they brought him without any clothes on. Remember that. They took off all his clothes. And they tied him in robes. And they brought him like this, dragging him. And then they put him into this big, huge spoon. Spoon with the big, huge spring to throw him in the fire. Now, when they did that to him, he came naked. He came what? Naked. Guess who is the first one is going to wear clothes in the day of judgment when everybody wakes from death? Sayyidina Ibrahim. Why? Because he was so ashamed that he is naked when he was thrown in the fire. So, to make him feel good, Allah promised him that in the day of judgment, when everybody's naked, the first one that would be given dress is Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he was taking 30 minutes. Okay. Then let's finish that fire episode and cut it off. Okay. So he was thrown there. When they were throwing him, he was flying in the air. And when he was flying in the air, Angel Gabriel came to him and asked him, do you need anything, Ibrahim? Ibrahim looked at him and he said, I don't need anything from you. If you're talking about me wanting something from you, I don't want anything from you. But if you are asking if I need anything from Allah, Allah knows what I want. Then Allah ordered the fire. He said, Ya fire, O you fire, be cool and peaceful to Ibrahim. Be what? Cool and peaceful. So when he fell on fire, the fire burned only his what? Robes. So he became free. And then the angels brought him clothes and brought him water and brought him food. And he had a very, very nice time where? In the fire. The weather and the fire for Ibrahim was perfect weather. Was he was really enjoying the fire. How? The maker of the fire told the fire to be nice to who? Ibrahim. Then, after he got dressed, and after he drank and ate, and he groomed himself, he was started walking out of the fire. Like this. Guess who was watching? The king and everyone. And they saw him. What? We see a shadow over there. Watch. You see the shadow? You see the shadow, guy?
A shadow.
Watch. My eyes. I can't believe my eyes. Ibrahim. How come he didn't burn? Who gave him these clothes? He looks nice. He looks handsome. He looks groomed. What happened? How? Everybody started going crazy. He's a witch. What happened? Whoa. And the guy who talks to the boo-boo is like, he was so scared, he didn't know what to do, what to say. Ibrahim walked out. The king was like, stay away, you're a devil. Stay away, don't come close. Stay away, you're a devil. Then the soldiers surrounded Ibrahim. When the soldiers surrounded Ibrahim, the king felt what? Saved. So he said, bring Ibrahim to me. Bring who? Ibrahim to me. And then he told him, yeah, Ibrahim, who saved you from the fire? What happened? How could you walk out of the fire? And the answer will be heard when? Next time.
Sophia? Sophia? Sophia?
That's not a cell phone, that's a recorder. If you go online, if you go to islammercy.net,